This is Inner Work, a spiritual growth podcast, a sanctuary for healers, lightworkers, and spiritual practitioners here to raise consciousness on this planet. You've come to the right place to heal yourself and fully awaken your unique gifts so you can show up to serve others as powerfully and purposefully as possible. I am your host, Josephine Hartman, a certified intuitive healer and Akashic Records master teacher. I'm honored you're here and delighted to walk with you on your path for a little while. To connect with me and explore ways of working together, please head over to josephinehartman.com. Hello, fellow lightworker on the path. Thank you for tuning in to Inner Work. First, an invitation. Next month, I'm bringing together a select group of conscious healers, lightworkers, coaches, and therapists for my Akashic Records certification, which is a program of deep psychospiritual development where I teach you everything you must know to effectively use the Akashic Records to transform yourself, amplify your multidimensional gifts, and be fully equipped to use the records to facilitate transformation in your clients as well. This is an immersive, hands-on, life-changing experience. And I'm using the words of program graduates. And I would love for you to join us if the records are calling to you and if you are highly committed to taking your work as a healer or coach to the next level. I will link details for this program in the episode description, and of course, you can always reach out to me at josephinehartman.com to ask any questions about this. Our topic for today's episode is accessing the superconscious realms, and I've wanted to touch on this idea for a while, was kind of waiting for the right time to dive in. So we're going to explore the superconscious. What is the superconscious as a spiritual and psychological concept? What does it mean to access this realm? How can we do that intentionally? How it feels when we're tapping into the superconscious effectively? And we're going to talk about even more than that. So even some of the potential pitfalls or challenges that we might experience as we begin to access this higher realm of consciousness more and more. So we're going to do this exploration through the writings of one of the greatest spiritual teachers of the 20th century, Italian psychiatrist and creator of psychosynthesis, Roberto Assagioli. I've talked about Assagioli and his work on this podcast before. I did a primer on psychosynthesis recently. That was episode 190, and it's called Psychosynthesis and Your Inner Multiplicity. So if you like, you can go back and listen to that to get some additional context. But you don't have to go back to understand everything we're going to be talking about here, because this idea of the superconscious is an entirely new concept that we're covering today. So I will be reading you some excerpts from the book Transpersonal Development, which is a collection, an edited and translated collection of Assagioli's writings on a variety of topics. I'll be referring to his short essay titled The Superconscious, in its English translation, again, from this book. But before we get into that, let's start by defining the superconscious. What do I mean when I use this word? So the superconscious is similar in some ways to the collective unconscious, which is the field of consciousness that connects and intertwines all of us, humanity, and through which we unconsciously share ideas, belief systems, value systems, all of those things, both positive and negative, that are part of that collective unconscious. Now, of course, the superconscious is a much higher field of consciousness with a much higher frequency and above the 3D human dimension. When we can tap into the superconscious realm, which again connects all of us, so that's what it has in common with the collective unconscious, we have access to higher thought forms, higher vibrations, higher flashes of intuition and divine inspiration. So we could also say the superconscious is one of the bridges that helps us connect to divine source itself. And I would add, because of course my work is primarily about the Akashic Records, the superconscious realm is very similar to the Akashic energy field or A field or Akasha, the field of infinite possibilities, higher intuition, clarity, divine guidance, all of that which we can access when we are genuinely tapping into the records. And we can also say at the same time that when we tap into the records, we are ascending into these superconscious realms. So the records are one of the ways in which we can do this. According to Asa Jolie, there is a continuous exchange between our conscious, and by conscious, really he means egoic human linear mind, so the things that we are consciously aware of at any given moment. There is a continuous exchange between that conscious mind and the superconscious intuitive realm. So we are always receiving information, insights, awarenesses from the superconscious field, but the problem is that we often block ourselves from perceiving that guidance and intuitive higher awareness coming through. We block ourselves in a lot of different ways, and we'll get to that as part of this episode. But first, let's clarify how precisely the superconscious and superconscious information can break through into the conscious levels, the human levels of mind and perception. So in the words of Asa Jolie, this can happen in two ways, and this is a direct quote. So the first and most frequent way can be termed descendant, the bursting in of superconscious elements into the conscious mind in the form of intuitive thoughts, sudden enlightenment, or inspiration. Often these are spontaneous, unexpected occurrences, but sometimes they are a response to a call or invocation on the part of the individual, whether conscious or not. So let's pause there to unpack all of this. What Asa Jolie is talking about here, we could refer to as spontaneous downloads of information and light. And ultimately, that's what information is. It is encoded as light. So spontaneous downloads from the superconscious field, which again can happen when we are in the Akashic Records. Many of my students, when they first come into my programs, will report actually that they have been getting these spontaneous downloads and chunks of information and images from somewhere that feels maybe above or beyond themselves, from some field of knowing, from a higher intuitive source. Sometimes they don't even know that it's coming from or through the records. And the records will often do this when we slip, even without meaning to, so unintentionally, whenever we slip into states of receptivity and openness, when we let go of resistance just in the ordinary course of a day. So for example, if you're out in your yard doing some gardening, and I'm using this example because it's exactly what I was just doing before sitting down to record this. And for me, that's a really highly focused, meditative experience. So if gardening is an activity where your egoic linear mind can be silenced or the volume turned down, and any mental chatter you normally might have going on, or over-analysis of things or overthinking, if that can be silenced or turned down significantly, and your body slips into a state of relaxation, enjoyment, maybe a flow state where you are so focused on the task that you are doing, losing track of time, maybe connecting to nature. Therefore, you are inevitably slipping into this highly receptive state. And the records are always aware of this. They're aware of everything at all times. So in that moment, they might send you an intuitive hit about something or spark an insight for you or drop sometimes a huge download of information through your crown chakra, through your third eye, into your conscious awareness. So this is what Asa Julie means when he says this is a descendant type of receiving and connecting to the superconscious realms. In a sense, it's kind of like the superconscious realms are connecting with us, right? So they're bending down to meet us and to give us something that's really important for us to receive. So they're coming down, reaching down to us spontaneously when we are in this kind of open, receptive, or maybe meditative state. The key is that resistance has been dissolved in that moment for whatever reason. The second way of experiencing a connection to the superconscious, Asa Julie describes as ascendant. So this consists of raising your center of consciousness to levels above the ordinary until you reach that sphere of the superconscious. So in this second way of connecting, we are doing so intentionally. We might have a particular purpose or goal in mind or a question that we want to explore. We are doing this with a sense of discipline and commitment, very likely as a spiritual practice. So this is what many of our spiritual traditions and just what many spiritual traditions all across time and space are about, of learning how to silence the mind, how to master our attention and focus, how to master the capacity to go within. And then from there, intentionally tap into these superconscious realms of higher frequency, intuition, inner knowing, all of that. So this is one of the things we do in my Akashic Records certification. We learn how to effectively, masterfully, and on command tap into the Akashic field whenever we want or need. And we also master how to use the records intentionally for personal evolution, always, and also to assist other humans in their evolution and transformation. So the descendant way of connecting is simply about remaining open. We're not forcing or trying to make anything happen. It's just about living life and allowing those spontaneous downloads to happen when and if they need to happen, if we are creating the right conditions for those to happen, if we are meditating, if we are lowering our resistance, that's when these spontaneous downloads can happen. Oppositely, the ascendant way of connecting to the superconscious is about formalizing some kind of intentional discipline, a spiritual practice that supports us in accessing higher and higher levels of consciousness and indeed expanding our consciousness as humans in a more diligent or focused or intentional way. one of the main blocks we have to overcome in this process, whether we're accessing the superconscious spontaneously or intentionally, either way, is that in Asa Jolie's poignant words, we are hypnotized by sensations, both those stemming from the outside world and those of our own bodies. We as humans are fundamentally extrovert. We tend to act outwardly. All aspects of the inner world frighten us, or at least make us feel uneasy. We therefore tend to avoid and evade anything which focuses our mind inwards and causes us to face ourselves. Another reason is a fear of being abnormal, or at least of being considered abnormal by others. If we have certain superconscious experiences, we are afraid that we might lose our mind, particularly when we have sudden, unexpected flashes of awareness, so different from the narrow, restricted normality of everyday life. And again, that was a direct quote from his essay, The Superconscious. And this is such a key statement from Asa Jolie on so many levels. And whenever I am reading his work, it really surprises me that it hasn't been talked about more, far more, in the spiritual community and self-development circles. I know a lot of people are familiar with his work, but a whole lot more people are not. And that's really surprising to me because, as you can tell from this quote, he was an extraordinary spiritual teacher and gave us so much. Even if he might not have called himself a spiritual teacher or have seen himself primarily as that. So at any rate, let's unpack this. Asa Jolie says we are hypnotized by sensations, both sensations from the outside world and from our own bodies. So when he uses the word sensations, for me, the word encompasses a few things. Not just physical sensations, but also feelings and emotions, which we feel in the body, right? And the rise and fall of those feelings and emotions and sensory experiences that we have as humans in these physical bodies. We tend to be hypnotized by all of this. We tend to believe that all of that is real, that our human bodies are real. And of course, on one level they are, but on another level they are just molecules of energy and light bound together in time and space, right? And the body is an illusion in a lot of ways. So we tend to over-focus and over-identify with the physical body, with the sensations of that body, and with our temporary emotions and sensations. We tend to sometimes believe that they're going to go on forever, and we can freak out at that when we're having an uncomfortable emotion or sensation, and we convince ourselves this is going to go on forever, and we over-identify with it, and we catastrophize it. So we tend to sometimes make those physical sensory experiences bigger than they are, or we use them to tell unhelpful stories about what we're feeling or believing in any given moment. We might also tell stories to ourselves or others where we blame other people for the emotions or sensations that we experience. We might blame the past, sometimes we blame ourselves, or whatever else that we tend to do as humans. We're just overly focusing on those 3D sensory experiences. Asa Jolie also says of humanity that we are fundamentally extrovert, meaning that we live in a dominantly extroverted world. Most people are extroverts, and our culture, at least in the West, tends to focus on outward pursuits and productivity and achieving external success. Generally, if people display more extroverted qualities in our culture, they tend to be more valued for that and recognized for that. Those of us who are deeply introverted know very well how sometimes our silence, our need for solitude, our deep inner focus, these are not sometimes valued or seen as important in our culture. Sometimes they might even be perceived as weird qualities or that we are being aloof. So it can often feel like we're fighting against this current of extroversion and loudness and things moving so fast all of the time. That can be a lot for us as introverts. So we might have a leg up on this, though. Again, speaking for myself as an introvert, maybe for you if you have some introverted qualities, we do have some natural proclivities and talents and skills and just natural personality traits that come with introversion, such as our love of silence and solitude, that can support us in raising our consciousness and sitting still to meditate and going within and tuning into the body and achieving true spiritual expansion. Not to say, of course, that extroverts can do all of that as well, because they absolutely can. But I'm saying that might be one area where maybe we have a little bit of a leg up on this, just by virtue of these natural proclivities. But that's a whole separate discussion. I don't want anyone here to feel excluded. We all can achieve tremendous levels of spiritual expansion, no matter where we are right now, or what natural tendencies we have come into this lifetime with. But at the same time, as Asa Jolie puts it, this overemphasis on the external world has made it difficult for many of us, whether we are introverted or extroverted or a mix of both, to sit still and allow the outer world to fall away, to truly go within and really be silent and still with ourselves. Because as he says, we tend to avoid anything which focuses our mind inwards and causes us to face ourselves. And he also mentions, of course, this fear of being perceived as a weirdo, or as being abnormal, or as having lost your mind, which many of us who have had spiritual awakenings have felt at one time or another. The key point here is that being still, being silent, developing a discipline to go within and truly be with yourself and shut out the outer world, turn the volume down on your inner dialogue or mental chatter. All of this is a prerequisite to accessing the superconscious realms and receiving all of those expansive, highly aligned, intuitive insights and information. Common ways of building this discipline to access the realm consistently of the superconscious include meditation, as you know, of any kind, whether you are sitting still or moving, but ideally at some point, some sitting meditation. Breath work can be so powerful and effective to help us build that muscle and that discipline. And somatic practices, where you are encouraged to go into your body, to stay in your body, to allow your body to do and feel whatever it's going to do and feel, with curiosity, with openness, just feeling what is happening in your body without analyzing it, without getting attached to it, without judging it, without trying to change it or stop it or make it go away. This kind of somatic tracking can be so helpful in building your capacity to stay in your body, focused inwardly, without falling into the temptation to get up and go do something, to be active, to be moving, to be in doing mode or do mode, which is the mode that our society and culture, again, in the West, tends to privilege. So once we do tap into the superconscious realms, what is that experience like? What do we know about what people have experienced when they have reached this higher field of consciousness? How can we tell when we ourselves are genuinely there and tapping in? So that's what we're going to cover in part two of this episode, or this two-part mini-series. And we'll also talk about, as I said, some of the potential pitfalls or challenges of starting to access these higher superconscious realms. So stay tuned for part two. And in the meantime, I would love to hear your takeaways from this episode, or if any questions come up, you can always connect with me by going to josephinehartman.com or send a message to me at josephinehartman.com. Please be well, take really good care of yourself, and I'll catch you next time.